Welcome to our deep dive into the lynches of Atlanta, from famine to fortune.
Oh, yeah. Fascinating chapter.
A chapter written by David Noel Lynch.
Okay.
He's a sixth-generation Atlantan.
Mm-hmm.
Not the director.
Right.
But descendant of James and Johanna Lynch, who we're going to be exploring today.
Yeah. Their journey from famine-stricken Ireland to the heart of burgeoning Atlanta.
So,
you know, really tracing the footsteps of five Irish brothers who fled the potato famine.
Right.
Right. And landed in a rapidly changing America.
This is kind of Gone with the Wind from a
it is, yeah.
unique Irish immigrant perspective.
A unique perspective on that time period, for sure.
So we're going to uncover how they went from fleeing famine to finding fortune.
Mm-hmm.
How they played a role in building Atlanta.
Yeah.
And how their story's kind of interwoven with the city's history.
Absolutely. And you'll be surprised by some of the twists and turns along the way.
Yeah. Well, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Imagine the rolling green hills of County Meath, Ireland, where the Lynch brothers led a simple life in their village of Slane.
Near the Hill of Tara.
Near the legendary Hill of Tara.
Yes.
Before the potato blight kind of reshaped their destiny.
Right. This was their world before the blight.
We'll meet each of the brothers.
Yeah.
Michael the Dreamer.
Okay.
Patrick the Builder.
Uh-huh.
James the Steady One.
Yeah.
John the Charmer.
That Charmer.
And Peter the Artist.
Yeah. So you have all these different personalities coming together.
Yeah.
And really, that potato blight wasn't just a failed crop. It was a societal earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, millions were forced to emigrate.
Right.
And the world was forever changed because of this.
Yeah, think about the desperation that drove them to leave their homeland.
Absolutely.
On this perilous journey across the Atlantic.
On the ship Emerald Isle.
On the ship Emerald Isle.
Yes.
Their voyage was fraught with hardship.
Oh, yeah, just fraught with uncertainty.
I mean,
disease was rampant.
Wow.
Storms raged.
And
hope was a precious commodity.
I can't even imagine.
They were crammed into this ship with hundreds of others.
Right.
All fleeing famine.
Right.
It's a testament to the human spirit that they survived that grueling ordeal.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been just horrifying.
It was.
So we follow them as they arrive in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
And begin working on the burgeoning Georgia Railroad.
Yeah.
A symbol of progress and connection in that era.
I mean, the railroad was the backbone of a rapidly expanding nation,
right.
connected distant communities,
yeah.
facilitated trade,
ah.
and opened up new frontiers for settlement.
Right.
So it's no wonder that so many immigrants like the Lynch brothers sought employment in this industry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And from there, we'll shift our focus to Marthasville.
Okay.
A small town destined to become the bustling city of Atlanta.
Right.
Each brother brought his unique talents to this fledgling community.
They did.
James and John opened a general store.
Uh-huh.
Patrick started a quarry.
Yeah.
Skillfully extracting blue granite from the Georgia soil.
Oh, wow.
Peter, with his keen eye for detail, became a tailor.
The artist.
And Michael, ever the visionary,
uh-huh.
dreamt of a grand future for the town.
Yeah, so their entrepreneurial spirit really evident in these diverse paths they chose.
Yeah, I mean, each brother sought to carve out his own niche.
Absolutely.
In this new and promising land.
It is really that classic immigrant story, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
But tragedy struck.
It did.
When Michael died unexpectedly.
Right.
His passing led to the creation of Oakland Cemetery.
Oh. Rough.
Founded in his memory.
Uh-huh.
And now a prominent landmark in Atlanta.
Interesting.
It's a poignant reminder that even amidst the hope and opportunity of a new life,
mm-hmm.
loss and sorrow remained ever present.
Right.
Oakland Cemetery became a symbol of both remembrance and resilience.
Absolutely.
A place where the living could honor the dead
mm-hmm.
and find solace in the continuity of life.
It's kind of beautiful in a way.
It is.
Yeah.
The surviving brothers persevered. Their businesses flourishing as Atlanta grew and prospered.
Right.
Patrick's blue granite literally built the city.
Wow.
James and John's general store evolved
uh-huh.
with the changing needs of the community.
It had to.
John transitioned into house building.
Okay.
Meeting the demands of a growing population.
Right.
And Peter, with his tailoring skills,
yeah.
added a touch of refinement to the city's burgeoning social scene.
Wow. So they really each found their way.
They did.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how they adapted and thrived.
Absolutely.
Mirroring Atlanta's own growth.
Uh-huh.
They were just passive observers.
Yeah.
They were active participants in shaping the city's destiny.
They were builders, entrepreneurs,
yeah.
community leaders. They brought their Irish heritage.
And their work ethic.
Their work ethic to bear,
right.
contributing to that rich tapestry of Atlanta's cultural and economic landscape.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting story.
But on the horizon,
uh-oh.
The storm clouds of the Civil War, casting a shadow over the nation
right.
and dividing loyalties within the Lynch family and Atlanta society.
This was a time of profound uncertainty and upheaval.
Right.
The nation was on the brink of a conflict that would test its very foundations.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
And for families like the Lynches, it was a time of agonizing choices.
Wow.
And conflicting emotions.
James, recently elected to the city council.
Okay.
Found himself tasked with inspecting fortifications while grappling with the looming threat of war.
So he was caught between his role as a city leader,
yeah.
preparing for this inevitable conflict,
right.
and his deep personal anxieties about the war's potential impact
well,
on everything he held dear.
Yeah, I mean, what a position to be in.
Exactly.
As the conflict escalated,
uh-huh.
the summer of 1864 brought Atlanta under siege.
Okay.
The brothers made the difficult decision to send their children to safety
right.
while they remained to protect their hard-earned property.
Wow.
The city endured constant bombardment.
Yeah, the sounds of war echo through the streets.
Wow.
The air thick with smoke and fear.
This was a defining moment in the city's history.
A time of great peril and uncertainty.
Yeah, just a really pivotal point for everybody involved.
Absolutely. I mean, the siege of Atlanta was just a harrowing experience for its inhabitants.
Right.
Just constant fear, the disruption of daily life,
and
the ever-present threat of destruction.
I mean, this was a turning point
yeah.
in the Lynch brothers' story.
Absolutely.
And in the history of Atlanta.
It forced them to confront their own resilience.
Right.
And the fragility of the world they had built.
And then Atlanta fell.
It did.
Mirroring the fiery destruction of that solar storm James had witnessed years earlier.
Right. That parallel between the cosmic event and the city's fate
yeah.
really underscores this theme of forces beyond human control shaping destiny.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even the most carefully crafted plans can be disrupted by unforeseen events.
They can.
Amidst the chaos and devastation.
Right.
Patrick, along with Father Thomas O'Reilly,
yeah.
embarked on a daring ride to General Slocum's headquarters.
What were they doing?
Their mission to plead for the salvation of Atlanta's churches and historical records.
Wow, that was an act of faith and courage.
Yeah.
A testament to their belief in the importance of preserving cultural heritage.
Right.
Even in the face of war.
Yeah, and their plea highlights the enduring human need to hold on to something meaningful, something that represents continuity and identity
yeah.
amidst destruction and loss.
Absolutely. And their efforts were successful.
Oh, wow.
Atlanta's churches and historical records were spared from the flames.
That's amazing.
It is.
From the ashes of war, Atlanta began its rebirth.
Yeah.
The Lynch brothers, embodying the city's resilient spirit,
right.
rebuilt their businesses and adapted to the changing landscape of the New South.
The New South was a complex and contradictory period,
right.
marked by both progress and resistance to change.
Yeah, a lot going on.
A lot going on.
It was an era of rebuilding, hard reconciliation,
yeah.
and the emergence of new industries and social structures.
And the Lynch brothers navigated this new reality
Bro.
With the same determination and adaptability that they had shown throughout their lives.
I mean, they understood that change was inevitable.
Absolutely.
And that success required embracing new opportunities while honoring the past.
Their story is a testament to the power of human resilience.
Right.
The ability to adapt and thrive in the face of adversity.
They rebuilt their lives.
Yeah.
And contributed to Atlanta's economic and social recovery.
They did.
Demonstrating the enduring entrepreneurial spirit that has always been a driving force in the city's growth.
You know, their individual story is intertwined with that larger narrative
right.
of Atlanta's transformation,
showcasing
the interconnectedness of individual lives
yeah.
and the forces that shape communities and nations.
And the railroad, once a symbol of expansion and later a tool of war,
right.
became instrumental in Atlanta's recovery.
I mean, it facilitated the flow of resources and people,
right.
reconnecting the city to the national network of yeah. commerce and communication.
just as it had played a role in their arrival and early success.
Exactly.
The railroad now became a vital artery in Atlanta's resurgence.
Right, underscoring its enduring significance in the city's development.
The Lynch Brothers story reminds us that history is not just about grand events and famous figures.
No, it's also about the countless individual choices and actions of ordinary people who collectively shape the course of events.
Right, and their story highlights the impact of seemingly small decisions.
Right.
The ripple effects of individual lives intersecting with larger historical forces.
And, you know, from fleeing famine in Ireland to building a new life in Atlanta.
Right.
From enduring the hardships of war to participating in the city's rebirth.
Yeah.
Their journey reflects the enduring human spirit and its capacity for resilience, adaptation, and hope.
Their legacy can be seen in the physical landscape of Atlanta.
It can.
In the buildings they constructed, the businesses they established,
right.
and the institutions they supported.
But their legacy also extends beyond bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
It lives on in the stories that are passed down through generations, in the values they embodied,
right.
and in the spirit of community and perseverance they instilled in their descendants.
Their story is a reminder that the past is never truly gone.
No.
It shapes the present
huh?
and influences the choices we make, the communities we build, and the legacies we leave behind.
And as we delve deeper into their story,
right.
we uncover layers of complexity, moments of triumph and tragedy, and the enduring power of the human spirit
right.
to overcome adversity and shape a better future.
So as we near the end of our deep dive into the Lynch family's journey, we find ourselves reflecting on their impact on Atlanta. And the lasting mark they left on the city's landscape and character.
I mean, their story offers a unique window into Atlanta's evolution from a small town to a bustling metropolis.
Right, mirroring the city's growth, resilience, and transformation.
Absolutely.
It's a reminder that the history of a place is not just a collection of dates and events, but a tapestry woven from the lives, aspirations, and struggles of individuals who called it home.
Yeah, the Lynch brothers, with their diverse skills and unwavering determination, really embody the spirit of Atlanta, a city built on the foundations of entrepreneurship, community, and the pursuit of a better future.
Their story prompts us to consider how our own actions, no matter how seemingly small, contribute to the larger narrative of our communities and the world around us.
Exactly. I mean, what values do we uphold?
Right.
How do we respond to challenges and opportunities?
That's ultimately.
What legacies will we leave behind?
The Lynch Brothers story reminds us that history is not a static entity confined to textbooks and museums.
No, it's a living, breathing force that shapes our present and influences the choices we make.
It connects us to the past.
It does.
And guides us toward the future.
As we conclude our exploration of the Lynches of Atlanta,
we're
left with a sense of wonder at their journey and a renewed appreciation for the power of individual stories to illuminate the complexities of history.
It's really remarkable.
It is.
Their legacy serves as an inspiration to embrace the opportunities that come our way.
Yeah.
To persevere through challenges and to contribute to the ongoing narrative of our communities.
Absolutely.
Shaping a future that honors the past while striving for a better tomorrow.
I think that's a great note to end on.
Yeah. Think about the stories unfolding in your own city right now. The individuals and families whose lives are intertwined with its growth and evolution.
Yeah. What choices are being made that will shape its future?
Right. What legacies are being built?
Those are the questions that linger.
And they do.
As we emerge from our deep dive.
Encouraging us to see the world around us with a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
Recognizing the interconnectedness of our lives and the lasting impact we have on the world.
Until our next deep dive.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And keep discovering the hidden stories that shape our world.